Listeners, I apologize. This is Lawrence Reyes, Chair Pro Temp of the Personnel Committee. We are convening an open session on July 27, 2020, and Sandra Rowline from KPFT in Houston will take the role. Thank you, Sandra.
Okay, Grace Aaron?
Here.
Collier?
Present.
Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
She's
Sabrina
absent.
Jacobs?
Here.
Dwayne Lark?
Present.
Ralph Pointer?
Here.
Ralph. Okay, Ralph is here. Okay. Lawrence Reyes?
Here.
Alex Steinberg? Is absent. And Sandra Rollin is here. So we have quorum.
Thank you. Thank you, Sandra, from KPFT in Houston for taking the role. So we were thinking that we were on the stream and we were having a discussion. We are in the process of putting together the agenda. The chair pro temp, Alex Steinberg, is traveling and he could not forward an agenda because he had to travel. So right now we are in this discussion of the election of a chair person for this committee, and there has been one nomination made by Vanessa Ditson Briggs from WPFW in Washington, D.C., nominated Lawrence Reyes, Grace Aaron from KPFK in Los Angeles, volunteer to serve as chair. So that's where we are right now, and there's a discussion in regards to I guess stating qualifications for 2 minutes. That was a suggestion made by Ms. Aaron from KPFK in Los Angeles, and it was objected to by Dwayne Lott of KPFT in Houston, and we are in the middle of discussion. Sandra Rowline from KPFT in Houston stated that, would you like to restate what she stated earlier, Sandra, please?
Mr. Chair, I think I had the floor at the time we were not on the stream.
On the stream,
so
yes, you're
recognized?
Correct. Yes, you are recognized, Mr. Lott.
Well, thank you. Let me correct the record, as you just stated it. Ms. Aaron indicated that she really didn't want to be the chair, but she had a question for you. You wanted to answer the question, and I objected, because I didn't believe it was the proper process or procedures that we have used previously with respect to these orders. What I want to address, Ms. Rowline's suggestion or motion that she will be bringing forth, was that it could very well be moot if Ms. Aaron confirmed, as she stated, that she's really not interested in being chair. And I find that the reason I object is because, just like most of us, I'm on too many committees. I've got too many commitments. I've overcommitted myself to Pacifica with five or six different committees, vice chair, et cetera. I'm part of my community with meetings. I have a business. So I'm just overcommitted. So I may show some impatience with going back and forth about things I find mundane and minute. And I like to expedite. And I like to be efficient, because I believe that's how we don't get burnt out, is being efficient in our meeting. So, having said all of that, what I'm suggesting is that Ms. Aaron should already know how you conduct meetings. You have conducted yourself for 3 months as the pro tem chair last year. You've conducted yourself in meetings with Fight Back. You've conducted yourself with meetings and governance, and you've always been fair. In fact, you've been more than fair. You've always accommodated and tried to treat people with decorum, respect, and with an emphasis on inclusion and making women feel equal and have equal access to the mic. So I believe those questions are redundant. I believe if it doesn't insult you, it insults me. And that's why I objected. We ought to It's 8 o'clock, and we also have already concluded that there's one candidate, and that's you, and we should be doing the business of this foundation and not this other little hissy-hissy, nilly-nilly, unnecessary stuff that we've been doing for the last 15 and 20 minutes. Thank you for indulging.
Thank you.
Chair,
anyone else? Yes, Sandra?
I would like to move that you are elected as the chair of the Personnel Committee by acclamation.
Second.
Yeah, I don't think it needs a second in committee, but yeah. Thank you, Sandra. I will be honored to be a servant.
Wait a second.
Okay. Go ahead.
All right. I don't mind this, Sandra, but I was nominated to be the chair of the committee. There are two nominees. We can't accept unless I decide that I don't want to be a nominee and there needs to be an election, you can't make that motion.
Okay.
Well, what I have a problem with, Grace, is your interpretation. Go ahead, Robin. State your point.
You know, my memory was that at our last meeting, we don't have any minutes, so it's very frustrating, but I thought we were going to have an election. And that Alex and Grace were supposed to initiate that to do a regular election, find a teller. That's what I remember
Amen.
Happening at the last meeting. And yet it didn't
Amen.
Happen.
Okay. First of all, I was not the chair pro tem, nor was I the secretary. Okay. The second thing is the nomination period was open until this meeting. So an election couldn't have been arranged.
That's what I remember.
Okay, well, you know, I don't have the minutes in front of me. Can somebody, do we want to take time to look over the minutes?
Well, let me, I'm going to call on myself. I think a lot of the confusion, Grace, is being caused by your trepidation and your indecision as to whether you're going to stand up with your nomination. You have not stated yes or no. You stated, well, I don't know. But you have not been clear as to what your intentions are. And I think that's why Sandra made her motion. Now, I'm a look for the minutes to see Vanessa send them out. As far as I remember, she did send something out. But still... this process has been going on for a long time. There's been very few meetings called. Robin's right. There was a suggestion that we have an election. So if that's the case, then I think Grace, to be fair to the collective wisdom of the committee, you need to make a decision whether you're gonna stand by your volunteering to be the chair of this committee.
Mr. Chair, I seek to be recognized.
Okay, so you're not you're going to take Duane before I answer you, Lawrence?
No, I'm gonna let you answer, then I'm gonna go to Duane. Duane, let her answer.
Okay.
Your call.
Personally. My motivation to be the chair of this committee would be duty motivated. I don't have any personal strong desire to do it. I would do it if I felt that I would be a better chair than you or more committed to it than you would be, Lawrence. I just wanted to, but I haven't decided that. I just wanted you to reassure me that you would be a fair chair and that you would take the time to do all the tasks necessary. It's a difficult chairmanship. There are a lot of resumes that are going to be coming through. There's a lot of administrative chores that the chair has to do. That's all. And I would, if you don't want to do it, if I can't get an agreement that you would at least explain your motivation, your commitment to being the chair, which I have every reason to believe is the case, that you want to do the work and you want to be a good chair, in which case I will stand down. But, you know, I think that it's a reasonable thing to ask. If Dwayne objects strongly, then I would put it as to this body, and that saying that is the same as saying I'm making a motion, by the way.
Okay, so I think what will be in order,
whether we can just give you 2 minutes to explain your motivation and your commitment to being the chair of this committee.
Okay. Hold on, Ralph. Grace, I again, if you make that into a motion, then that will go to the body. I don't think a suggestion is in order. I don't think that's part of Robert's rules of order.
Okay.
And it's not the way we conduct business.
So
that trumps
my ability to respond. That trumps my ability.
So move.
If he brings forth. Okay. All right. That's why she shouldn't have gone in front of it.
Okay, Ralph, you still want the floor, Ralph?
No, we're calling the question.
Okay, thank you. Sandra, would you mind taking the roll call for the vote on Grace's motion?
Is that she wants to have you, Lawrence, as a nominee for the chair of this committee to take 2 minutes to explain your motivations as to why you want to be chair. Is that correct, Grace?
Yeah.
And his commitment to do the work involved.
Okay. Him to take 2 minutes.
What you said is fine.
This is on Grace's motion. Grace Aaron, how do you vote?
Yes.
Okay. Robin Collier, how do you vote?
Yes.
Sabrina Jacobs?
No.
No. Dwayne Lark?
I said before, it's insulting. No.
Ralph Pointer?
No.
Was that no?
That's a no.
Okay, thank you, Ralph.
Oh.
Okay, let's see. Sandra votes no. And Robin, you passed?
I'll vote no.
Okay. And Pro Tem Pair, how do you wish to vote?
I'm going to abstain.
Okay. So that is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 no's, 1 yes, and 1 abstention. The motion failed.
The motion failed. Okay, so that brings us back to the discussion we were having. Again, I as a member of this committee and also as a chair pro tem, I would like a definitive, clear answer as to Grace's intention as to what she wants to do in regard to her self-nomination for the chair of this committee.
Going back to Grace instead of picking up
Chair?
Yeah.
Am I recognized?
Yeah. But I think you need to provide
so
the committee an answer.
I will trust, Lawrence, that you will put your intentions are good and that you're committed to being a good chair of this committee, and I will withdraw my nomination.
Thank you, Ms. Aaron. Appreciate that. That makes the opportunity to move on a little better. Okay.
Mr. Chair, do I still need to make my motion that you are now?
Yeah, make it for the record. I would suggest you make it for the record, Sandra.
For the record, this is Sandra Rollin, and my motion is that Chair Pro Tem Lawrence Reyes be now recognized as the chair of the Personnel Committee by acclamation.
Are there any objection? There's been a move for acclamation. Anybody object to moving by acclamation? Hearing no objections, thank you very much. And believe me, I'm biting at the bit to answer the question of a double standard when it comes to being a service on the Pacifica National Board, but I won't. So we'll move on to, is there anyone willing to be secretary pro tem or secretary of this committee.
Well, Mr. Chair,
yeah,
you are my good friend, but no matter if you're my friend or my foe, when you step on my toes, it still hurts. And this is the third time I've asked you to be recognized.
Oh, Mr. Lavard, I'm going to jump on your toes so you can speak, sir.
Well, I take, no matter what it is, friend or foe, it's still the same hurt.
I know.
On my toe, okay? I just want to make that record so people know that I don't stand down just because of friends. Nevertheless, I'll be brief. I believe now this is just an example. Taking 20 or 25 minutes unnecessarily, which indicates to me that a member have a problem respecting our time, at least my time, because this decision should have been made 20 to 25 minutes ago, notwithstanding the fact that you still didn't answer the question. So I hope we don't have these types of exercises moving forward, because it's counterproductive, it's highly disrespectful, and it does show that individuals either have a high mind or they have a disrespect for certain people. As if you're not offended, I'm offended for you, because you've demonstrated yourself, you've proven yourself, you've made a commitment that is unparalleled to this foundation, as many of us have. So I hope the member would not use this tool in the future. My time is too valuable for this playmate nonsense.
Thank you for your comment, Mr. Lard. Are there any other volunteers to for somebody to take on the service of being secretary for this committee? Okay. We could rotate the commitment if that helps. But what would help me as the chair of this committee would be notes, because this is a heavy lift, guys. You know, this is a serious commitment, and I'm gonna need your collective wisdom to carry out this commitment. So if you do happen to take notes, if you could email them to me, that'll be very helpful. I'm going to ask for any agenda items for this meeting. Are there any agenda items? Because there was no agenda passed along for this meeting.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I have one or two.
Okay. What are they, sir?
Item, I would like the chair to contact Livingston and Associates and find out where are they on the process, whether they have sent out as he said he was going to do. Has he received any new apps? And the previous question I asked relative to Robin's comments, just how stale, if stale, the number of applications or resumes that he had received in the first place. And to be more succinct about the question, what were the timelines of the earliest application or resume he received, and what is the latest date of application he received? And I'll send that to you in writing. And the second item, or maybe third item, that I would like to put on the agenda, maybe that's not necessary to put on the agenda. You'll just accept it and actually do it. The second item is for us to create a timeline of our own with respect to trying to move the process forward with Mr. Livingston. And notwithstanding the fact, in my opinion, the member misspoke about all the hard work and all the hard commitment that a chair needs to do, because after all, that's why we have the Livingston and Associates doing the work. And the fact that, as I stated to some of you on the call previously, if we go by the process that was used in 2018 to hire Maxie Jackson, our committee did very little work. Our chair did very little work, because the owner was on Livingston and Associates, and they did all of the heavy lifting. And what we did was review short of about 13 resumes that they had cut down to that. And then we brought it down to a certain number and revealed it to the PNB. And the PNB then looked at the remaining, whittled it down to four, and we made a vote. So I don't agree with the member's statement of preference about why she's concerned about you being a chair, because there is no heavy lifting with respect to this issue. That's why we hired a hotshot organization to do it for.
Thank you. Anyone else for any agenda items? I believe that I would need to request that the Secretary of the PNB and the Chair of the PNB please pass along the contact information to the Chair so I could contact Livingston and Associates regarding resumes and the status as to where they are with the with beginning the search. So that I would need. I needed that yesterday. So if that could be sent to me as soon as possible, that would help. And I am collectively hoping that we all lift our weight, at least our weight, in regards to the search that's going to happen. Because it's not only up to the chair to do all the heavy lifting, but it's the committee. It's a collective, the collective wisdom and the experience that all of you on this committee have that can make this process not only effective, but a joy to do, and to also select an ED that hopefully will stick with the job for as long as we hire them for. So are there any other agenda items for this meeting tonight? Okay. So notwithstanding me still being chopping at the bits to answer that question, and I won't, but I appreciate the comments from the members of the committee that have spoken thus far. Does anyone else want to take the floor in regards to your hope, your aspirations, and what you want this committee to do and the timeline? And because we need to schedule another meeting, I would suggest in 2 weeks to discuss the timeline. I'll come up with a timeline, and hopefully I had made contact and consultation with Livingston and Associates regarding the resumes and the status of the search, and if they are recommending a timeline. Are there any comments or concerns?
Chair, this is Sabrina Jacobs.
Yes, go ahead, Sabrina. You have the floor.
Yeah, we should be able to come up with a timeline now. Today, since the only thing that was on the agenda was to search for an ED, so an executive director. So if folks are so inclined, I think we should go ahead and set up a timeline now. It shouldn't take you long to get in touch with Livingston and Associates if Grace and or Alex, you know, are not transparent and do not want to give you the phone number, which is a possibility. You can always go online and find Livingston and Associates phone number on the website and call them yourselves. And I don't see you as being anything but committed. That's all you have been since I've been serving with you on the PNB, and look forward to this process as well. So you got my
thank you, there. Thank you, Sabrina. Mm-hmm. I just want to inform the members that that I would like us to stay away from interpreting the motives and the possibilities of other members, and because I think that would lead to a more fruitful and productive outcome and process.
Chair, if I may,
yes,
Chair,
Sabrina.
This is Sabrina again. I completely agree. So, you know, the other member putting you on the spot, Director Aaron putting you on the spot, demanding an explanation as far as why you want to be chair is, you know, just such a thing. And it doesn't need to be happening. I mean, we can question her about her motivations for a lot of things that have gone on this last year. So, you know, tit for tat. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And that admonition, is for all members, not for anyone in particular.
Dwayne Lark. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Since I'm the one that's been feeling most of the so-called whatever you just described, I would say that the members' words indicate. So I didn't take anything away from the members' words that were not spoken in the words. So I do not ascribe anything to anyone with respect to their motives and their intent, but I will use their words because words are powerful. Words have meaning. And in the English language, in the American English language particularly, those meanings can be fleeting, but when you put them in a certain pattern, it's pretty damn obvious what they mean. I stand by what I said.
Okay. Again, I appreciate everyone. Hold on, please. I hear people. I appreciate everybody's principles, you know, and their commitment to Pacifica. Who wants the floor?
This is Grace with a point of personal privilege.
Go ahead, Grace. State your point.
I'm sorry if my request was stated improperly on my part. I merely wanted reassurance from Lawrence, in his own words, about his wishes to be the chair of this committee. If that was considered unacceptable, I simply wanted personal reassurance, and I was hoping that a statement on his part would be a good thing for anybody listening to the stream to hear. Okay, so that was not accepted very well, but I'd like to say that I did not have any malicious or negative intentions. I am certain that Mr. Reyes will do a good job as chair, and if I was misunderstood or if I spoke in a way that was seemed to be insulting, I would like to say that I apologize for any real or intent or imagined insult. That's all.
Thank you, Ms. Aaron.
Mr. Chair, what? This is Sandra.
Go ahead, Sandra.
In the interest of moving things forward, I would like to pick up where Sabrina, Ms. Jacobs, left off regarding the timeline. And my motion would be this, that between now and 2 weeks from today, before our next meeting, that the chair, Reyes, will have contacted Livingston and Associates and gotten an update on current and stale resumes, and that in 2 weeks we will vet those resumes.
Thank you, Sandra. That's a great suggestion. We don't need a second in committee. Ralph, we don't need a second in committee. Sandra, is there any way you could scribe that and send it, email it to me so I could make it part of the report to the PMB?
Absolutely. I'm taking notes, and I'm going to send you my notes. I'm not going to say I'm the secretary because I did that already.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I am taking notes, and so I will send you my motion.
Really appreciate it. And I'm going to take the prerogative of speaking right now. And I can, you know, I have a mother, right? And we call my mother Mommy. And if anybody knows me here, I always refer to my mother. And everything that I do in regards to service, in regards to social justice, in regards to my commitment to be a servant for the people, is influenced by my mama. So when I hear somebody insinuate or imply that I can't do something, I listened to my mother and said, and she would say, si se puede. She would say, yes, you can. So I just couldn't go without, you know, quoting my mother and her stories and her wisdom, because she is what drives me in this world ever since she left. So I just want to make that clear that that's the space I operate out of. And I'm a collective working person. I work in the collective. I do not work individually. I do not try to sneak around. I do not do any of that. I will be upfront with you, and I will be transparent, and I'm hoping that you will be the same with me. Thank you. Go ahead, Robin.
Sorry, this is Sandra. So I did make a motion.
Yeah.
Does it need to be seconded? And were there any objections?
Are there any objections?
I object. I want to talk to it, please.
Okay.
Oh, go ahead, Robin, please.
I mean, it's just the way that it's stated, which I don't think is correct. We have hired Livingston to do this search. When you talk to Livingston, what I would suggest is you get what his timeline is. We have to work with what his timeline is. In other words, starting to review resumes at our next meeting 2 weeks from now, when he hasn't even finished advertising this, again, I don't think that's proper. And I want his advice about how we should proceed with this. If we're going to work with him, we need to take his advice. And I don't see the rush. He has to average. We can't start deciding and reviewing resumes before he's advertised it and gotten more resumes. To me, that is crazy, and I respect, you know, the idea to move this quickly forward, but we have to work with Livingston, and I really hope that you guys will do that.
Okay.
Robin, thank you.
In regards to the advertising, the announcement has been on the Livingston & Associates website ever since the last hire. So that's being advertised. I agree with you, Robin, that we do need to collectively find out what his timeline is, and then we could also either adapt it or we could refine it or adjust it. So that's something that's in the purview of the committee. So I think both your points, and Sabrina's point, and Sandra's point are well taken. So, go ahead, Dwayne.
Okay, I definitely don't disagree with Robin, but I do want to remind Robin and the body, the committee, that it was out of Livingston's mouth that he indicated, number one, that he thought 30 days was sufficient in terms of a window. And that it's been more than 30 days since he was on this call, on a similar call. And 2 weeks from now would be 6 weeks. So I don't think that what Robin's concern is irrespective of respecting Mr. Livingston's time, nor am I in disagreement. I have no problem finding that if what we're doing is in conflict with what Mr. Livingston's operation can accommodate, that we make adjustments. But I also want to make it clear, I'm not interested in rushing this process. I'm just interested in being efficient and at least getting our house in order as a committee. I do respect the fact that we paid Livingston Associates a year and a half ago fairly well, and this is why he's doing this, not out of the goodness of his heart, but that was in the contract. But I want to lay Robin's concerns that we're rushing or pushing Livingston based on his own testimony. It was more than 30 days ago when he said he was going to send out new FOBs or whatever you might want to describe it. And what we're suggesting is actually 6 to 7 weeks from that timeline. And if it's inconsistent with what they can accommodate, we can make an adjustment. But we ought to do
okay.
Robin, to the stack.
Okay, go ahead, Robin. You have the floor.
Well, I just want to find out what he recommends. You know, maybe he's already advertised it for 30 days and he's got another 30 resumes. That's possible. I don't know. But I want him to have time to have reviewed the new resumes, maybe done some interviews, you know, before we start considering any resumes. And if he says, okay, we're ready, we have everything, here's our selection of people that we want you to consider, fine. But I haven't heard that from him, and I didn't hear that 30 days was all he needed. I didn't hear that when he was here. Maybe I didn't hear it. No, I don't know.
I don't have a problem with what you just said. I can live with that.
Okay,
Mr. Pero, this is Sandra. I withdraw my motion. I like what Robin and Dwayne are saying much better, so I defer to the expertise of the other members of this committee. Thank you.
Thank you, Sandra, for being so reasonable. Really appreciate it. Okay, so again, I will contact Living Center Associates and ask those questions, those concerns that we have. It's been more than 30 days since we last met. So that it concerns me that we still haven't gotten the resumes. So, that's one thing that needs to happen. And it doesn't mean we need to pull over the resumes. Maybe we could put them in a Google group or something, put them in the doc group and just, leave them there till we're ready to, review them. But that's something that, is further down the road. But Grace, do you happen to have the contact information for Livingston & Associates or where I can get it? Hello? Maybe she's not on the call. Okay. Grace, are you on the call?
I have it. Yes, I have it. It took me a while to get off of mute.
Okay.
Yeah, I have it. I can send it to you. No problem.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. This way I could establish contact with him as soon as possible. Okay, is there any discussion, any further discussion on the concerns that have been put on the table in regards to the timeline, but we already have some consent that we will work with the timeline that Livingston & Associates has. Once we find out, then we'll be able to move on to the next phase of the search. Is there any other comments? Because if there's nothing else for the agenda,
I have a motion. This is Dwayne.
Oh, go ahead.
I move that we authorize the chair to confer with Mr. Livingston to come up with an agreed upon timeline that works for Livingston and Associates and report back at our next regularly scheduled meeting as to what agreement was concluded.
Okay, so that doesn't need a second. Are there any objections to that? Hearing none, I will carry out that directive. Thank you, Dwayne. And can you send that in writing?
I'm sending it as we speak, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. Okay, are there any other concerns or any other motions or any other agenda items? Okay, so 2 weeks from now will be, hold on 1 second. There's a 27th, the 3rd. Is there anything on KPFTS for the 10th? I will look.
There's a WPFW Finance Committee meeting, that's all.
Oh, what time is that, Robin?
7 p.m. Eastern, I guess. That's
7 p.m. Eastern, so that's
but I don't know if there's any
specific. So do you should we still go ahead for and schedule for the 10th, August 10th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern time?
Should be fine.
Okay. Now, I don't have posting privileges. Does anybody have posting privileges? Could somebody post the meeting for the 10th?
Space can I ask you to do that?
Yes, I have posting privileges. 8:30 Eastern Time on the 10th.
Yes, please.
I'm sure that as you're the chair of the governance committee and this committee, that Otis would give you posting privileges. But anyway,
okay,
I will
that.
Post. I'll post.
Thank
that
you. Thank
right
you.
Away.
Thank you. Now we'll have that conversation with Otis later on, in regards to getting
okay.
posting privileges.
Good idea.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay.
It's just going to be, wait a second, it's just going to be an open session only?
Well, post both, just in case. It's always good, since this is the personnel committee, to have a plan B, just in case we have to go into executive session on a particular issue.
Okay,
so,
very good.
Yeah, just in case. Yeah.
Okay.
It should be posted as both, yeah. Like it was today.
All right. Okay, very good.
Okay, are there any other concerns or any other motions or any other in regards to the search, in regards to the goals of the committee? So hearing none, anybody want to make a motion to adjourn?
Robin,
well, before we do that, Mr. Chair, may I be recognized?
Yeah, hold on. I want to hear the choo-choo. Okay, go ahead.
First off, let me acknowledge and thank each member of this committee for their commitment, in some cases overcommitment, that would include Grace, to this foundation. And I do acknowledge the fact that each of us bring to the table unique skill sets. And it's nothing that I want to say or intend to say or have any intent to not always recognize the fact that each of us are making sacrifices. I often describe it as you have to almost be a little insane, but a lot in love with this foundation to do what you do. Thank you.
Thank
you. So true.
Thank God. Thank you, Dwayne. I consider that an ammunition. Anyway, thank you very much, Mr. Lars. I appreciate that. Okay, hearing no other objections to adjourn, should we adjourn? Okay, hearing no objections, we are adjourned.